Like Quinn, Senator John Sullivan of Rushville is a Democrat. Still, he says the State of the State speech was lacking detail, and it left him wondering what will happen to the state's budget.
I would have to kind of wonder if maybe it's not as useful as it used to be, or perhaps we need to combine the State of the State and the budget address.
That has been done before, like when Quinn first became governor 5 years ago. The Illinois Constitution mandates the governor update the General Assembly at the start of session each year. It also mandates the governor submit an annual budget to legislators. John Alexander was a delegate to the 1970 Illinois Constitutional Convention. He prefers keeping the speeches separate. Alexander says the State of the State is a long-standing Illinois tradition, like the British Prime Minister appearing before Parliament.
I like the idea of the governor presenting himself before the General Assembly at least once or twice a year.
Quinn's budget address is scheduled for February 19th. I'm Lee Strupinger.